Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should first of all offer his respectable obeisances to the Supreme Personality Godhead, Sri Narayan, and to the Sri Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, and to the Mother Saraswati, the Goddess of Learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By daily attendance to the Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service to the Supreme Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, text number 59, entitled 59. Text 59, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Being. So before I start the class, there are advanced devotees here, nice Matajis, good devotees. Please bless me so that I can be able to speak something for the pleasure of their lordships and for my purification. Hare Krishna. So repeat after me. Sriti Adinam Eha Trinanam Chaya Na Kantamabi Hi Na Sangato Vikaro Pi na pratna navito mrisa sriti adina mahadana chayana katama pi na sangato paharo pi Na pata na vitut mrisa Sriti adinam of the five elements, beginning with the earth. Eha, in this world. Atan, atanam, of these five elements. Chaya, shadow. Na, neither. Kantama, which of them? Api, indeed. He, certainly. Na, one. No, no. Sangata, combination. Vikaram, transformation. Api, although. Na, napata, not separated. Na avikta, not inherent in. Miksha, all these theories are without substance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation. A forest is certainly a transformation of the earth, but one tree does not depend on another tree. If one is cut down, this does not mean that the others are cut down. Therefore, the forest is neither a combination nor a transformation of trees. The best explanation is given by Krishna himself. Maya tatvam idi sarvam jagat ayam ayukta murtinam matsangni sarvam bhutani na chaham tisu avyaksita. Unquote. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Unquote. Bhagavad Gita 9:4. Everything is an expansion of Krishna's energy, as it is said, Paraksya Sakti Vividaiva Sruyate. The Lord has multi energies which are expressed in different ways. The energies are existing, and the Lord and the Supreme Personality of Godhead also exist simultaneously. Because everything is His energy, He is simultaneously one with everything and different from everything. Thus, our speculative theory that Atma, the living force, is a combination of matter, that matter is a transformation of the soul, or that the body is part of the soul, are all insubstantial. Since all the Lord's energies are simultaneously existing, one must understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although He is everything, He is not present in everything. The Lord must be worshipped in His original form as Krishna. He can also present Himself in any one of His various expanded energies. When we worship the deities of the Lord in the temple, the deities appear to be stone or wood. No, because the Supreme Lord does not have a material body, He is not stone or wood. Yet stone and wood are not different from Him. Thus, by worshipping stone or wood, we get no result. But when the stone and wood are represented in the Lord's original form, by worshipping the deity, we get the desired result. This is supported by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Atintya Bida Bida, which explains how the Lord can present Himself everywhere and everywhere in a form of His energy to accept service from the devotees. Om Agyana Trimandasya Gyana Gyana Salakaya Chakshur Omiltam Yena Tasmaesi Gravi Namaha Sri Titanya Manobistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swaya Rupa Kadamaya Dadanti Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopikanta Radhakanta Namusute Van Chakarpata Rubista Kripa Sindhu Biyayivacha Patisana Pavina Bhyo Vaisnavyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Tintanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasare Guru Bhaktavinda. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vidanta Swamini Sinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Guravani Pratarini Nevisesa Sunyavadi Pratarini. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much for coming to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Dandavat Pranam to all of you. Today's text is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, entitled Instructions for a Civilized Man. And The previous text they read yesterday, let's see what was said. Although one may consider the reflection of the sun from a mirror to be false, it has its factual existence. Accordingly, to prove by speculative knowledge that there is no reality will be extremely difficult. And today the Lord says, in this world there are five elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether. But the body is not a reflection of them, nor a combination or transformation of them, because the body and its ingredients are neither distinct nor amalgamated. All short theories are insubstantial. Purport. Okay, I've read the purport. So, Prabhupada once said, if a child don't know his mother and he starts going asking everybody, Prabhu, do you know my father? Do you know my father? Prabhu, do you know my father? You know my father? Do you know my father? You know my father? I will go the whole Vrindavan asking everybody, do you know my father? Nobody will tell me unless I meet who? Who knows? Huh? Unless I ask my mother. My mother knows my father. Nobody knows my father unless my mother. So we have three mothers according to the scriptures. They are the eye of the world. One is Guru, Sadhu, Sastra. Gurus, Sadhu, Sastra can show us our father. This is our father standing there. The black boy you see standing there is our father. Unless we ask the scriptures, unless we ask Prabhupada, unless we ask the Mahajans, like Bhishma Dev, Bali Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj. Can you help me to name them? Prithu Maharaj. Yes, we are in class, the 12 Mahajans. Who? Brahma, Shiva, Narada Muni, the four Kumaras, Prahlad Maharaj, Yamaraj. These are the Mahajans. They know Krishna. They will tell us who Krishna is. Lord Brahma once stole the cows of Lord Krishna. He wanted to know that, I am Lord Brahma. I am the creator of everything. I am more powerful than anybody. So when he saw Krishna, small Krishna, playing flute with the cowherd boys, he stole. At that time, they wanted to take lunch, and the cows were just roaming about eating. Lord Brahma stole the cows and kept them inside a cave and closed the cave. For one whole year, the cows were there. But when he come back, that time Krishna wanted to show his opulence. Krishna have six opulence. That's why it's called Bhagavan. Most beautiful. You see, the Krishna is very beautiful. Nobody can compete with Krishna for beauty. Fame, knowledge, strength, wealth, renunciation. These are the six qualities of Krishna. So Lord Brahma came back. No, Lord Krishna transformed himself into all the cowherd boys and all the calves. And he went home. The mothers were so happy to see these forms of, but they didn't know it's Krishna. So they breastfeed him, they treat him nicely. Until after 1 year, Lord Brahma came back and see the same cowherd boys he has kept in the cave. He see them the same with playing with Krishna. Then he went, he said, "Who are you? I was trying to test you." So Krishna said, Krishna saw him in four-handed form. Then he paid obeisances. He said, "Iswara Parama Krishna Saksit Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Saranakaranam Karanam Adwaitam Achutam Anandi Ananta Rupam Adiyam Purana Purusa Niva Yuvanam Cha Videsu Dulaba Adulaba Atma Bhaktau Govinda Mari Purusam Tamaan Bajami." He said, "You are the cause of all causes." I know. But I was thinking, I was very proud. I was thinking, I'm everything. Please forgive me. And Lord Krishna forgive him. So here, Prabhupada is saying that this body is a component of five gross elements. The five gross elements are earth, water, fire, ether, and air. These are gross. You can feel them, you can touch them. But we have three subtle ones, you cannot see them. They are called the mind, intelligence, and false ego. These are the eight components that comprise of this physical body. But these five gross ones, they will integrate back to the atmosphere when you die. And Prabhupada was saying that we think the body, the soul are together. No, the body is just a dress. The soul is inside. The soul is very, very tiny, infinitesimal. The soul have the quality of Krishna. Krishna is Sakshit Ananda Vigraha. What do you mean? Means Krishna is eternal. Krishna is knowledgeable. And Krishna is blissful. We also have those qualities. That's why Prabhupada say here, Mahaprabhu used the ideology of Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Means qualitatively we are one with the Lord, but quantitatively we are different. Like now, I give you an example. Krishna married 16,100 wives. Me and you, how many wives can we marry? How many wives can you marry? If you marry two, they will fight every day. Even two, they will fight. Even one is difficult to maintain one. But Krishna married 16,000 wives and have palaces for all of them, and they all have servants, and they all enjoy with Krishna. And Bhrigu Muni was trying to know, is it that Krishna can satisfy all these wives? So Bhrigu Muni will go to one house. When he go to another house, he meets Krishna playing with his children. When he go to another house, he meets Krishna doing puja. When he go to another house, he meets Krishna bathing. When he go to another house, he meets Krishna doing different activities. This is Krishna. And now we should know that Krishna has advanced in six avatars, incarnations. Like every morning when they open the curtain, we sing Venu Prananta Maravinda Dalayatam Sam Bahavatam Samasita Bodhasudaram Kam Kandari Pagoti Kamania Visisa Sobam Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bajamin Angani Asya Sakale Triami timanti Pasyam tipam ti kalyanti Siram jaganti Ananda simaya sadu Juala vrigrayasya govindam Adipurusam Tama ahang bhajami. Krishna came as Purusa avatars. Purusa avatars. Purusa avatars, we have Mahavishnu, who is lying down in the causal ocean, and from his navel comes Lord Brahma, and from his breath, all the universes come out. And inside any universe, there is Shirokashaya Vishnu. And after Shirokashaya Vishnu, inside all the living entities, all the atoms, there is Gabodakashaya Vishnu. Then we have Shirokashaya Vishnu in all living entities. This is Purusa avatars. Then we have two Yuga avatars. Yuga means millennium. In every millennium, Krishna come in different way. Krishna came, there are four millenniums. Who can name one? Four millenniums or four yugas. One? Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga, Krishna came as Lord Kapila, the son of Devahunti, to teach meditation. At that time, people live for thousands of years. People can know Krishna only through meditation. After Satya Yuga, we have Treta Yuga. And Lord Krishna came as Lord Ramachandra, the son of Dasarath, to teach us how to be an ideal husband, an ideal son, an ideal disciple. All he came to teach us. At that time, people perform sacrifice to understand Krishna. It was said that at that age, when they are doing sacrifice, they use golden utensils. All the spoons and everything is gold, pure gold. After the sacrifice, they throw everything away. They don't use them anymore. At that time, Brahmanas were powerful. Brahmanas were pure. Brahmanas chant mantras. They don't use matches. They don't use lighter. They just chant, "Om." The fire will come out. They just chant mantra. And at that time, they use animal for sacrifice. So when the Brahmanas use chant mantra to sacrifice the animal, they also know another mantra to bring back the animal to life. But at this age, we are not qualified. So after Treta Yuga, Krishna came in Dwapara Yuga as Lord Sri Krishna. He came at that time. The method of approaching God is through temple worship. If you go to India, if you go to Indian embassy in any country, you see the right incredible India. Incredible. Indians are very intelligent. Prabhupada say, India is the leg. No, India is the brain, the head. And America, Europe, they are the legs. If America, they are the legs and they are blind. India has the brain, but they are paralyzed. If America and Europe carried India on their head, then Indians will show their light where to go. This is what Prabhupada said. And it's true. When you go to any Indian embassy, they will write incredible India. Why? There are temples you see in India. In those days, when we are building those temples, there is no crane to lift. You will see Krishna. I will use to smoke. How do these people build these temples? You go to South India, you see big temples. Where do they get the money to build these temples? In this world, like if you go to Brazil. Brazil has the biggest stadium in the whole world. The biggest stadium in the whole world is in Brazil. The biggest casino in the whole world is in Miami, Los Angeles. So this, they built them for what? For same gratification. But Indians built these big temples for what? To worship Krishna. To worship Krishna. And in Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden color. When he came, what did he say? He said, Sri to darpanam ajanam mama nipanam nipanam Sri yad kinkaram chantrika vitanum nirjivanam Ananda bodhi vanam pati padam pavisaidam Sri advana pada vidya se Krishna sankitanam. He said, glories to this Krishna sankitan. Glories to this Krishna Sankirtan, which is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spread the rays of benedictional moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental knowledge because it enables to fully taste the nectar for which are always anxious. We are anxious for getting nectar. What nectar do you want? You want to be happy. But you can't be happy in this world unless you serve Krishna. And the best way to serve Krishna is to do Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan. You can do Sankirtan congregationally. You can do Sankirtan individually. I tell you a story of myself. I am called Pavitradas. I am from Ghana, West Africa. Since I was initiated in 1990 by His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami, I stay in temple only 1 week. 7 days I stay in temple. From that I start going to Sankirtan up to today. You see my eyes, I've got more than 20 stitches. Through beating. Somewhere I'll go on Sankirtan, they'll arrest me and beat me. I'll get wound till they go stitch my head. I've gone to prison 5 times because of Sankirtan. One day I was inside the prison and they said, why do you have this small hair on your head? He said, you look different from us. You have small hair on your head. You put on this thing. They cut it from my neck and they start uprooting my head, my hair with their hand. They uprooted my sicker. I was just begging them, please. I was distributing books and they cut hold of me, so I was brought here. They said, okay, in the prison we have rules. When you come, you have to contribute. So all my Sankirtan money I give. And when I contributed, time for eating food. The food was mixed with fish and meat. I cannot eat. So I was fasting. For 3 days, no prashadam. I was in the cell just because of Sankirtan. If you don't do Sankirtan as a devotee, you will never see the joy of Krishna consciousness. When you do Sankirtan, that is the time you know demon. That is the time you know devotees. Sometimes you meet somebody, you don't know him before. You just say, good afternoon or good morning. Please, take this book. The person will be so polite, so happy. He will take this book. He will take the book and give you donation. But sometimes you meet somebody who is a demon. When he give me the book, he will take the book and smash it on the ground. Who are you to give me this type of book? I don't need it. First, he will say, who are you? Where do you come from? Like me, I used to do Sankirtan outside every year. When I give books, people will look at me first, they say, do you know what they say? Say, Kalia. Say, Kalia. Kalia means black man. Say, Kalia. They will laugh and say, oh, Krishna. I say, yes, I'm Kalia from Africa. So they are happy to, when you say, yes, I'm from Africa, I say, yeah, Africa, oh. They will take the book. Just what's happening, because Indians, they are liberal. They have good minded. They like to give donation. So I don't preach to them. I just take, I'm from Africa, I came here to, they say, oh, thank you. You go to Ghana, India? How is India? I say, India is the best country. Oh, God. They are so happy. I give them books. So Sankirtan is very nice for any devotee. If you don't do Sankirtan, you will never be happy. Even if you stay, you are a pujari, you feel boring. When you go out on Sankirtan, my Gurudev teach me how to do Sankirtan. He said, if you want to distribute 10 books on Sankirtan, don't go with 10 books. Go with 50. If you want to distribute 10 books, don't go with 10 books. As soon as you distribute 5, now you relax. When you get 50 books, the weight is on you. You feel heavy. You want to distribute more. So you distribute more than 10. That's the technique. On Sankirtan, don't preach. Prabhupada has preached already in the books. Don't waste time. Just try to hand the book on somebody's hand. Put it on his hand. Hold it. This book is nice. It's good for your life. Take it. Today we are there distributing. We ask for donation. Some people, when you... how much? If Lord Chaitanya, if Krishna is in the heart, Krishna knows. But you say, any donation you think, maybe like this Bhagavad Gita, supposed to be in the store, in the shop, for maybe 30 rupees. When you meet a gentleman, you say, in the shop, this book is like 50 rupees. But because today we come out in the street, we want to give mercy to people. So if we can even give 40 rupees, you have defeated him. 40 rupees? He gives. I give you a story. There was a pandit. He knew Bhagavad Gita. He knew Srimad Bhagavatam. He knew the Puranas. So he was... Narada Muni was going to see Narayan in the spiritual world. So Narada Muni passed by. He saw this pandit. Say, oh, bandit, I'm going to Narayan. I'm going to see Narayan. The bandit said, oh, Narada Muni, you are blessed. Please, go and ask Narayan that when I leave this body, am I coming to his abode immediately? When I die, will I come back to Krishna immediately? Narada Muni said, okay, I'll say your message to Krishna, to Narayan. So Narada Muni continued, and he met a cobbler, somebody who made shoe, in a bhajan tree. He was just making shoe. And when the cobbler saw Narada Muni, he paid dandavat. He said, Narada, where are you going? Narada Muni said, I'm going to see Narayan. So do you have any message for Narayan? Narada Muni, the cobbler said, oh, you know, me, I'm illiterate. I cannot read. I don't know anything. I just know I make my shoe. In the evening, I go to Mandir. I pray to Krishna. I give donation. That's what I know. I don't know anything. Narada Muni went to Narayan. So when he went, he entered Narayan's house and he was welcomed nicely. Narada washed his legs. Drink the water, sprinkle the water, and he asked him, oh, Narada Muni, do you have any message for me? Narada Muni said, Narayan, I'm so confused. When I was coming to your place, I met two people. One is a pandit, he knows the scriptures, and the other is a cobbler, and they asked me. The pandit said, when he die, is he coming to your abode immediately? And the cobbler also asked me that when he died, is he coming to your abode immediately? And old Narayan said, go and tell them. I'll give you a homework. Say, go and tell them that the pandit, it will take him 7 lifetimes before he come back to me. The cobbler, immediately he died, he will come back to me. Now the Muni said, Narayan, I'm confused. How can illiterates who don't know the scriptures come to you immediately? And the pandit doesn't come to you unless after 7 lifetimes. And Lord Narayan said, okay, you want to know? I said, okay, I'll give you a proof. He said, go tell them that me, Narayan, I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. I was putting an elephant through the eye of a needle. Then Narada Muni came. First, he met the pandit. Pandit said, oh, Narada Muni, welcome. How is Narayan? Narada Muni said, Narayan is doing well. It's nice. He said, so tell me, what was Narayan doing? Narada Muni said, Narayan was passing an elephant through the eye of a needle. And the pandit said, impossible. Impossible. Open the Bhagavad Gita. Where do you see that statement? Nobody can do it. To pass an elephant through the eye of a needle, nobody. Then Narada Muni said, okay, if you don't believe, okay. Then Narada Muni went to the cobbler. When the cobbler seen Narada Muni, he paid dandavat. He said, oh Narada, you are so kind. You have seen Lord Narayan. Please bless me. So, what was Narayan doing? Then Narada Muni said, Lord Narayan was passing an elephant through the eye of a needle. Lord Narayan was passing an elephant through the eye of a needle. The cobbler said, Haribo! Yes, Krishna, Narayan can do it. He said, even me, I was in the womb of my mother for 9 months. Even all this big banyan tree was inside a small seed. Even the biggest whale or shark was inside a small egg. Why should Narayan not do that? He's capable of doing anything. So Narada Muni concluded that, yes, when you leave this world, you go back home, back to God, straight, this lifetime. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any comment or any chastisement? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So much thank you for your definition and explanation.
Thank you.
You mentioned incredible India. India is incredible because super incredible Krishna is here.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Supreme Personality of God and decided Holy Bhagavad Gita of the 9th and 2nd of Kucheta.
Yeah.
And Super Power. Super spiritual incredible personality from India.
Yes, yes, yes.
In Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 10,
verse
number 8, Lord Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Vaja, Aham Sarva Shetraho, Bhata Sharma Supravartate, Iti Bhattva, Bhajante Maham, Buddha Bhava Shandita. Lord Krishna says, to his great friend and intimate yogi, Arjuna, I am the source of all the spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The why you perfectly know this and get in my emotional service.
Thank you.
And perceive me with on the earth. And I feel so much proud of myself because I am from the land and sect of Krishna and received Tattu by God from Brahmana family with Sanskrit recitation. And there were no onion and garlic inside the kitchen of my family. I became yogi because of Sri Prabhupada preaching to our group. So we all are in Trimble at the land and sect of Sri Prabhupada. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Ryan,
please improve your pronunciation in Sanskrit.
Thank you. Thank you. He said, all the countries you have traveled in the world, which country do you like best? I look. I said, I like India. Because India have Govardhan, Yamuna, Ganga. All the holy places are in India. All. I like India. I like. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, yes.
This is very nice. Sometimes we like to speak to people, but people don't have time.
Yeah.
If you give the book in their hand,
yes.
Maybe sometimes they get their own issue.
Yes.
So many times this happens, people take book and they read.
Yes. Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Try to give. Prabhupada said there are four things the base of Krishna consciousness. He said books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Purity is the force. And utility is the principle. So if you apply this in Krishna consciousness, we'll be successful. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.